Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. This episode, as you could tell, is going to be a messy one, and I'm excited. I canceled last week. I just was not in the mood, and I'm not going to do an episode if I'm not in the mood, but I'm, you know, feeling much better today and ready to talk about cancel culture. But first, just to talk about a few things that have been happening with me, First, let's talk about shows real quick. So, I have two shows. I have one show that I'm excited for, and I have another show that I need to recommend all of you to watch. It's great. So, first, we have Housewives All-Stars. So, a few housewives from different franchises went to Turks and Caicos this past week, and they filmed for a new series. It's going to be called, like, Housewives All-Star. So, who was there? So, from New Jersey, it was Melissa and Teresa. From New York, it was Luann and Ramona. From Atlanta, it was Kenya and Cynthia. And then they just had one for Beverly Hills, and that was Kyle. So, it's a weird, odd group, I will say, and I do wish they just did one from each franchise. I thought that would have been cool, because there are seven franchises of the show. So, I just feel like it would have been cool to have one from each, but I really hope it does well, and I hope they keep it going, and, you know, have at least a few seasons where housewives from different shows all come together, and I really hope they do it for all the shows. Next, we have The Circle, which could be found on Netflix. I watched season one last year. It was awesome. They just came out with season two, and you gotta watch it. It is, to say the least, it is amazing, and I definitely recommend it for everybody. And yeah, it's kind of like a social media game competition. It's like a popularity game, but people catfish, and, you know, they're not who they say they are, and all this crazy stuff. And it's really, really, really good. And, like, they're voted out. So yeah, I definitely, definitely recommend it. Next, I have a tanning fail, and I'm so upset about this. So, I do not normally go into a tanning booth. Actually, I think I've been in one maybe once in my life. And recently, I went into a tanning booth, and I just did 10 minutes, and I did not think it was going to go so bad. I came out of there completely red. Now, I've never burnt in my life, so I really, like, was about to have a panic attack, and I blamed it on COVID, of course, because that's what I do, and I was just so upset. So, the following day, my eyelids hurt, and I realized I burnt my freaking eyelids off. Well, no, wait, not off, but I burnt them, and, like, they're all crusty, and I'm so upset, because I love my eyelids, and I like to take Snapchats of my eyelids and send them to my friends, you know, to keep the streaks going. So now it's, like, really upsetting to me that this is happening. And nowadays, like, your eyes are really everything with these masks, you know, like, you only see your eyes and, like, half of your nose. So eyelids really do mean the world to everybody currently. So it's just, you know, I'm really salty, but I'm still living, and I'm not going to let this get to me, but it's just something I felt like I had to say. And last but not least, we are on our way to that beautiful summer weather. I feel it already. It's been so nice out the past few days. Some rain here and there, but I'm just so excited that it's no longer snowing anymore and it's not nasty out. But I need to lose weight. Like, I need to lose minimum 20 pounds. And I'm, like, freaking out because I have until June when summer officially starts. And I know it's not going to happen, but I hope it happens in a month. And I'm just so disgusted. Like, I'm really about to call Jenny Craig and complain and see if they work with influencers, because I need something. I need, like, maybe a plastic surgeon to cut off all the fat. I don't know, put it somewhere else. I would love, like, if anything, like, I don't know. I hate my thick thighs too, but I'd rather have the fat in my thighs and then just have my stomach flat and my man boobs gone, because I can't take it. But I recently heard that it could be an issue with guys, how a lot of men do have, like, man boobs, and they're saying it's because we used to, like, drink milk as kids, and that was, like, a defect or something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but that's what I heard. So, listen, if insurance covers it, I'll go into surgery tomorrow. So, yeah. So, there's that. But, anyway, in all honesty, though, I have to lose weight. And I was so good for so long. But winter really, like, destroys everything. And one of those things are my body. I love to eat. And in the winter, no one could stop me. So, let's hope I get the summer body I want. Because last summer, I was popping. And I was so happy. And I felt so good. And I looked so good. And, you know, people were complimenting and it was great. But now I feel like a, you know, Mr. Potato. Oh, wait, he was canceled. I don't know what to say. Potato Head. Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head. I don't know. See, and this is why today we will be talking about cancel culture. But first, a word from our partners. Mercari. We need to speak about it. Mercari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Mercari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Mercari. I buy on Mercari and I sell on Mercari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Mercari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Mercari. Again, $30 to spend on Mercari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. Cancel culture. One of the craziest things I have ever heard, and anyone has ever heard of, this is a culture, quote unquote, where if you do something that is not liked by a majority of people, you are considered canceled. Now, not everyone uses cancel culture, but it does happen a lot in Hollywood, and I mean, mostly all of the entertainment industry, it is used a lot. I mean, people like Ellen DeGeneres, James Charles, Shane Dawson, they've all been canceled. And there are reasons why. But what about the people that got canceled just because of an opinion or just because of their view or how they think something should be? And that's why I'm today talking about cancel culture. I also was able to post on both my personal and social blends Instagrams, and I kind of gave a question out there of what are your views on cancel culture. So I'm gonna review those and read them to you all, And, you know, we got a lot of good ones. We got a lot of people that were nervous about it. But, you know, it's definitely a conversation that we all need to talk about. Because what is cancel culture? It's literally what it says. It is a culture that is canceling people if they do not agree with their views, opinions, or this is what I agree with, if they are doing something to harm others or doing something that is not right. And that is where I stand with cancel culture. But for me personally, I feel like cancel culture should not be a thing, because whether it's views or whether it's an opinion, I feel like everyone has their own freedom of speech to say whatever they want. And I do feel like people are being canceled wrongfully because of, you know, an opinion that they have. But, like, the people that I read, like Ellen DeGeneres, James Charles, do we cancel Joy yet? See, Joy is someone that I would probably cancel. Joy Behar, after what she said about the trans community. See, anything that is harshly being said, and that's the thing about opinions. Everyone could have their own opinion, but sometimes if it's hurting others, or if it's hurting a culture, or hurting a group of people, then that is something that is harmful, and that is not okay. So, you know, it's really complicated, to say the least, regarding cancel culture. But I want to see who else has been canceled. Okay, so we have Ellen DeGeneres, canceled after several allegations that she had a toxic workplace. Now, I could get behind that. I could so get behind that. Canceling someone because they're not, you know, being kind to their workers when all they talk about is being kind. Okay, next we have J.K. Rowling. She was canceled after making several anti-trans comments. Okay, hello. One thing, it's your opinion. Another, if you're trying to hurt a community. Just like Joy Behar. I'm happy that they are both being canceled. Next, we have Anne Wintour. Isn't that the fashion girl? She was canceled after people called her out for her history of not supporting or elevating Black content creators and employees. Now, with this one, how do we know it's 100%? We will never know, but these are allegations made, and for the most part, they should be held accountable for stuff like this. And who else? Let's see who else. Oh my god. Oh. You know what? They held a picture of Wendy Williams. I'm like, no way was Wendy Williams canceled. She's like the best. Oh, newly canceled was Demi Lovato for trying to close down small businesses. I mean, what is wrong with her? I really don't know what's wrong with her. And I'm just, I can't believe I liked her. I can't believe I supported her. Here, Kirstie Alley was canceled after criticizing the Oscars diversity and for being a Trump supporter. Now, I feel like everyone should have their own opinions, including politics, because one thing I've learned in politics and truly being involved in politics for a long time is that these politicians don't care about us. So why are we getting so butthurt when one person likes one politician and another one doesn't? I mean, as you could see, they're all doing the same thing. Like, no matter who runs for president, who becomes president, they all do the same thing. And they just care about themselves at the end of the day. And they love that title. And that's what they all fight for. If you guys hear commotion in the back, my windows are open. Someone just drove by. I'm annoyed and I'm now triggered. Who else? Okay, Abby Lee Miller was canceled after accusations of racism. I mean, I don't know. Like, if they're accusations, like, how are you going to cancel someone if they're accusations? Okay. Okay. This one, Stassi and Kristen from Vanderpump Rules are canceled after calling the cops on Black Vanderpump Rule cast member. All right, that one I don't understand. I mean, that one, I don't know if they should be canceled for calling the cops on someone. Yeah. I mean, there are so many here. I could literally read through a million of them. But at the end of the day, it really depends on what these people are doing to get canceled. And like I said before, some people get canceled because, you know, their opinion doesn't match the public narrative, or they're being canceled because they're doing bad things that should not be done. So it really just depends, to be honest. Now, I'm going to read some responses that I got from a question that I asked. We got a good amount of responses. So my question was, what are your views on cancel culture? So one, we have the consequence should match the size of the offense. I totally agree. Another person wrote, only okay when people I don't like get canceled. Someone else wrote, it's bullshit. Someone said, it should be canceled. Oh no, should be called accountability culture, consequence culture. That, I mean, I guess. I mean, I feel like everyone should take accountability for what they say and what they preach. I mean, just like on my podcast, like I really take time to, like, when I go on this podcast, like, and what I'm going to talk about and if this is going to affect me one day. And I really feel like everybody should think like that, because it's true. What you say might, will, maybe never hurt you. But it's that kind of thing that's like, just watch what you say. And yeah. Next, someone said, I'm about to cancel you. That is probably, that is probably the sweetest thing anyone has said to me. I'm just so blessed to have people like this in my life, that they're about to cancel me. I love it. Next, someone said, if you are a public figure and you upset the public, you deserve to be canceled. I agree with this. We, you know, we are the public and we see these people on screen or, you know, entertaining us, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if they do something that is not correct, they should be canceled. But it's another thing when it's not hurting us. I feel like if it's something that hurts, that damages us and is not for the good, then they should be canceled. But I feel like if it's not, and it's just an opinion or just a stupid thing that they did that all of us have done, but we're acting like we've never done it before, then I'm like, really? Like, come on now. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goli gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goli gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code G Stillwell. And again, that's G-S-T-I-L-W-E-L-L for 5% off your full order. Promo code G Stillwell. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goli. Okay. So, some more that we have. We have people that did eye roll. Someone said, I agree with the Confederate stuff. Everything else, I don't care. I don't know what that means. Dude, are they talking about the Confederate flag? Was that, like, canceled? I don't even know. Actually, funny story. Okay, so I live in New Jersey. And, like, yeah, I know it's a farm. Like, there's farm areas. But I live in a very, like, city-like area. Like, very, what's the word? Like, it's suburb slash, like, city. Like, I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, one day I was driving on a highway and someone had the Confederate flag on the back. And I'm like, what? Like, at first I'm like, what kind of flag is that? And then I'm like, I feel like that's a bad flag. Like, what kind of flag is it? And then I realized, I'm like, oh my God, it's the Confederate flag. So I definitely thought they made it illegal or whatever. But at the same time, like, I literally don't, like you guys, like, someone could, like, I don't know, wave a Nazi flag and I won't even know what it is. Like, that's just how I roll. Am I proud of it? I don't know. Maybe not. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just, I don't. Like, I know my flags. Like, I know my country flag and, like, stuff like that. But other than that, like, it's a no. Like, I don't know, nor do I really care. Someone else. Oh, wait, did I say this right? Someone said, I hate it. It becomes the new norm. Like, cancel culture. Which I totally agree. It literally becomes, like, a new thing. Like, will I be canceled after this episode? Who knows? Like, will I be back? Who knows? Like, nobody knows. Oh my God, wait, I'm gonna do a poll on my Instagram, I just remembered, about doing a mukbang, because I have to lose weight, and I'm gonna see if everyone would be interested in a mukbang before I start my weight loss progress, or, weight loss situation that I got going on, because the summer is not gonna be good if I don't lose some weight. So yeah. And I mean, there are so many other ones, but those are, like, kind of the main ones. I mean, people did roll eye rolls. I mean, the one about canceling me is probably my favorite. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, there are mixed reviews, as everything is, and it's kind of that thing, like, I don't know, like, it all depends on what it is. I'm really not okay with cancel culture, but if we had to keep it, and it seems like it's staying for a while, I just, you know, I feel like if it's something that damages people, then they should be canceled. But if it's just an opinion or a dumb thing that they did, and they, you know, apologize for it and say that they were wrong, then I just feel like we should just give them another chance. But at the end of the day, it's not, you know, for me to say. It's about the cancel culture police and the cancel culture judge. So we will see what happens in the future. You know, one day I might be on the canceling block. I don't know. Oh my God, it's like Chopped, the show Chopped. Who's on the canceling block? Or wait, who's on the chopping block? I forgot what they say, but that's a good show too. If anyone wants to watch Chopped, that's on Netflix. It's probably my favorite show. My dad always cooked like that. He would just gather random items, mix them together, and it would be the best dish ever. I'm like, how do you do this all the time? Like, just grabbing dishes, like leftovers, mixing them together, and it's amazing. But anyway, yeah, so cancel culture, not a fan of it, but it's here. It's probably going to stay for quite some time. A lot of people want it canceled. A lot of people thrive until it's them. Then they cry. But yeah, so I mean, we'll see. I'm really not a fan of it. Everyone should get a second chance, you know, unless it's something very damaging. But it's not for me to decide. Okay, so before I leave you all here today, I did want to do my quote of the week, which is probably like the funniest quote I've ever seen. It's the dumbest quote, and I can't stand this guy, but I just thought it was funny, and I wanted like a cancel culture kind of quote, and I found this one, and they made it look like a quote, which really threw me off the edge. The quote of the week, I can't believe I'm even saying this. The quote of the week is, quote unquote, "Good luck trying to cancel me," by Jake Paul. No, not Jake Paul. What's it? Logan Paul. I don't know. Wait, is that the brother? They both look alike and they both act alike, so I don't even know them apart. So, but yeah, I thought that was funny. How, like, that was, like, one of the quotes of cancel culture. But yeah, so again, I am putting up a poll. Maybe I'll do it. You know what? It's going to be out today. I think it's going to be out today. Yeah, so go on either my personal Instagram or on the Social Blend Instagram and put your votes in for me to have a mukbang. I will have a guest on with me to do the mukbang, and we'll just talk and, you know, maybe talk about weight loss as we're eating. And I'm excited. It really might be like Taco Bell or something fun. Ooh, I'm excited. So yeah, go and vote. And other than that, have a great week, everyone, and a great weekend. I heard it's like supposed to be really, really nice out. So I will see you all next week. Stay tuned.